Welcome to Business Network Radio on Money 105.5. Now here's your host, Rodney Anderson.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage, host of the Business Network Radio. Want to welcome everybody to the show today. We got a great show and ready to go today. We have Edward Hannafant from Keller Williams, but he's really a representative of VA Rep, which is the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. Everybody who's ever listened to the show knows that I have a huge passion to go out and help veterans, people who have gone and fought for our country, gave us the freedom that we have today. So this is something that I've always promoted on this show, to go out and help veterans. And one of the ways I do it is through a, you know, veterans loan that we're able to offer to veterans. And I think it is by far the best loan program out there for anyone to get. Now, you do have to be a qualified veteran to get that loan, but there's a lot of veterans out there who, you know, want to buy a home, but they don't realize how easy it is for them to be able to qualify using their VA entitlement. So we'll have some information on the show today about how to go ahead and do that. Edward Hannafant, my guest for today, is going to let you know what he does. He's got a huge – he was a veteran. We'll talk about that as well. He was in the Army for – from, I think, 1969 to 1972. So he's put in his time, but now he puts in even more time with the existing veterans. He goes out and helps a couple different ways in the community. So we'll talk about that. They have a event coming up. I think it's early October. I think it's next Friday, actually. So we'll talk about that and ways that you can get involved with the VA rep and ways that you can help contribute out to veterans. And we got Bobby Reese, as always, in studio today from Big Valley. How you doing today, Bobby?
Doing great, Rodney. Thanks for having me back again.
No problem. It's great to have you on the show. And so, Bobby, when we talk about what you did last week, we always talk about the open houses. And actually, a funny story, you met our guest today in an open house while you were just out soliciting in open houses, right?
Absolutely. I kind of was just getting going in the business, so I was popping in some open houses. I popped into Ed's open house, and he could not have been any friendlier. He was the greatest. Come on in, look around. Basically, I told him who I was working with. I don't recall if he told me that he was working with you at all at the time, Rodney, but just a plethora of information. I asked him questions. He was willing to answer. Super nice guy. Unbelievably friendly. And now I heard through the reputation that you have, you are a super nice guy, Ed. And you do have a great reputation out there, because whenever I bring your name up, people smile. It's the first thing they do, smile, and they talk about your energy and what you bring to the table. So it was a pleasure to meet Ed at the open house. So he kind of, you know, was one of my first visits.
So what do you got this week? I know you have another open house planned.
I have another open house this weekend. I'm working with Joanne Rosario again. She's from Cell State. I'm going to be out in Rockland this Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 3. Saturday, we might stay there till 4 if we're busy enough. We're hoping we're busy enough. So we're going to be at 5605 Grandview Court in Rockland. That's 5605 Grandview Court in Rockland. It's a gated community. It's got some nice properties out there. So come on out and see Joanne and I. And see this house. It's a great property. It's for $359,000. And like I say, it's in a gated community. It's a really nice area out there. So pop in, see us, and you know, hopefully we'll have a great day out there.
Bobby, you're a wanted man. It's just funny. You're just talking about doing an open house, the one you have planned for this week. And I just got a text message from a realtor that we've had on the show before who asked if you were available Sunday to hold an open house with somebody else as well. So we will have to apologize that he won't be able to make this one, but we'll try to plan something for you and them in the future. But it is a great way to be able to get a lender to help represent you in an open house. If you're a real estate agent out there, you're listening. You know, it's not always a bad thing to have a loan officer in there with you to be able to answer all the questions that a buyer may have. And we're going to bring Edward in here in just a second, and he is an experienced real estate agent. He'll be able to maybe give a take on that. I know Edward knows enough about this business to be able to, you know, hold him on his own and probably answer all those questions. But there's a lot of newer real estate agents out there that don't know the lending side of it. And there's still questions that buyers come in and ask, and they want to be able to help them. So if you're out there, you need help, maybe representation in your open house, please give Bobby a call. He's going to do a great job for you. He'll help you set up your signs. He'll help market it by going out and door knocking and soliciting the neighbors to come out and invite them to the open house. And a lot of times the transactions that you get from an open house are from the neighbors and the surrounding people around that just come through and start talking. And next thing you know, they have some real estate needs and things out there. So
when I go around and I market the neighborhood, a lot of times you know, I'm handing out flyers, inviting people to the open house, as I did last night. And again, even yesterday, I had the comment of, well, I own my house. Why do I need to come to your open house? And I said, well, we always call it invite. How would you like to live next to somebody that you know? Rather than just somebody else coming in buying the house, we tell people, hey, don't you have a friend, relative, you know, maybe down the Bay Area, just looking to transition up into the Sacramento area? And then usually when that conversation starts, it does ring a bell. They do have a friend or family member that's looking to buy a house. And I said, hey, invite them out to the open house that we're going to be at. How would you like to live next to somebody you know already? You don't have to worry about what type of neighbor they're going to be. So on that level alone, it's fun to get out, talk with neighbors, and you still run into the people, Rodney, out there that don't think they can qualify for a loan. Either they had a short sale or a bankruptcy a couple years ago. The restrictions, guidelines have changed. They change all the time. And so I just tell people, give me a call. Let's get the basic information going. It's not going to cost anything to talk to me. And actually, my phone's starting to ring a little bit. You know, people are just wanting to know what they can do and what they can qualify for. And there's a lot of times I surprise them. So, I mean, it's been fun. It's been fun to do the open house.
Well, and one of the things that you just found out last week, you didn't find out, you knew it, but people were still coming through and they were asking you about the Home Path product, which is a unique loan program that's out there for certain homes. And this program's going away. So these people were asking about it, but they didn't know that the program was going away. So you had to share with them some information that got them to, they needed to move a little bit quicker on what they were doing.
Real quick, because actually I thought it was the middle or the towards the end of October where the Home Path program was going to end. But talking to my scenarios desk at Big Valley Mortgage, they're letting me know that you need to be in contract by the 6th of next month. So by October 6th, you need to be in contract in order to qualify for the Home Path program. So obviously I had to send the word out to my client that, you know what, you need to get out there this weekend and get that contract going. So hopefully we can get them out there this weekend.
Yeah, so if you need some more information on that program, it is a great program. Now, it's nowhere close to the VA loan program that's out there. That's what we're going to talk a lot about in today's show. The VA loan program is by far the best program out there, but you have to be a qualified veteran. This program, you do not need to be a qualified veteran, but you do need to find a Fannie Mae Home Path home to make an offer on. But there's no mortgage insurance on this program. There's no appraisal done. You can sometimes get that house that needs some work done to it, and it'll be able to pass the traditional financing. So if you want some information on that, you do have to move fast, but it's kind of going to lead me into our guest here. If you need a real estate agent that does move fast, that knows the market, knows the business, we have one in studio today. We'll be able to introduce you to him, but it's something that you do need to move on quick if you want to take advantage of this loan program. So give us a call in here. Bobby, go ahead and give your information again one more time.
You can reach me on my cell phone anytime, day or night, 916-532-1895.
All right. Well, we've left it out here long enough. I want to introduce Edward Hanifant to the show today. How you doing, Edward?
I'm doing great today, Rodney. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to be here. First thing I want to do is I want to thank you for your contribution you made to our charity golf event already.
You're welcome.
So first thing I want to do, and I want to thank you, Bobby, for all the energy that you brought into my life. I just be great knowing you, great working with you, and both of you guys have
enjoyed
my life.
I appreciate that very much.
And what Edward's talking about, I have, of course, the radio show on Fridays. I am not able to golf, and the event that we're going to talk about that they are having next week is on a Friday. But I had mentioned to one of them down there that, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it. You know, I have the radio show, but I would love to bring you guys on, have you guys plug the charity golf tournament and talk a little bit more about it. And one of them brought up, well, you know, if you can't play, you can sponsor a veteran to play. And it was something that I wasn't even thinking about. You automatically just think, well, if I can't play, I can't play. But they have this set up to where if you want to contribute and donate, they will find a veteran who can't afford to play that wants to come out and play golf, have a great day on the golf course. They will find a veteran to come out and play. So you can sponsor a veteran to play, or you can come out and play yourself. You can buy a foursome and play with three different veterans if you want to. However you want to do this, you can. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. When is the tournament, Edward, and where is it at?
A great question, Rodney. The tournament is coming up next Friday, October 3rd, 2014. It's going to be right over here at Hagen Oaks Golf Course, 3645 Fulton Avenue here in Sacramento. Registration is going to begin at 10:30 a.m., so come on out early. Not going to be too early. We'd like to have folks out there. Shotgun start is going to be at 12:30.
Okay. Now, if they want to, they can go ahead and pay for this and line up their foursome before then, or do they need to wait until then to get going?
No, it's a great time now.
Okay.
To pay for a foursome or a single. We've got some opportunities available. We're still looking for a four-star tournament sponsor at the $2,000 level.
Okay.
We've got a couple of those available. They're going to, if they do choose that way, They could receive 4 player tickets for the tournament.
Okay.
Recognition at the VARP Sacramento Chapter Golf Tournament registration website.
Okay.
Company logo and recognition on all tournament promotional material to include a tournament banner.
And so it's still not too late for someone to come in and go for the 4-star tournament sponsor then.
It's not too late. We'd love to have some folks in.
Come on, somebody out there. Step up. Come on, call in right now. What's the telephone number to call Ed now? Let's get someone to call him before the show's over.
You can give Ed a call at 916-782-1000. Again, 916-782-1000. If you want to call and give the donation on the air, we would love to have you on the air as well. You can give us a call in studio at 916-679-1820. So we're up against a break, but again, give us a call in studio. We would love to talk to you if you want to donate. We're going to bring Ed back into the next segment, talk a lot more about VEYREP, what they do, and how we can help them. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Good news. Now you can get the latest real estate and mortgage news and talk with the hottest business professionals in our area. Listen live 2 p.m. Fridays for Biz to Biz with host Rodney Anderson of Big Valley Mortgage. Rodney gets belly to belly with local business owners to share tips and ideas for ways to improve our lives financially, physically, and professionally. Join Rodney Anderson and his lively lineup of guests on Biz to Biz 2 p.m. every Friday on Money 105.5.
This is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage. Are you worried about rising interest rates? At Big Valley Mortgage, we recognize this concern. For more than 20 years, Big Valley Mortgage has been helping thousands of local families to buy and, more importantly, stay in their homes. At Big Valley Mortgage, we are focused on delivering the highest levels of customer service. To do this, we have created our Lock and Buy program, designed to support both agents and buyers alike. With our Lock and Buy program, we will lock your interest rate now for an extended period of time while you shop for that perfect home. By providing interest rate protection, you don't have to worry about rising interest rates and the daily fluctuations of the market. Now you can focus on finding the right home for you and your family. Call me now at 916-223-2058. Again, 916-223-2058. And this is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage.
Certain fees may apply. Big Valley Mortgage is a division of American Pacific Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 1850, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA. Equal housing lender.
Back to Business Network Radio on Money 105.5. Here's Rodney Anderson.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage, in studio with Bobby Reese from Big Valley Mortgage.
Hey, how you doing, Rodney?
And Edward Hanifant from
Keller
Williams Real Estate.
How you guys doing?
Great to have you in studio today, Ed. I was really excited about this show. I've known you for a while, but yet this is something that's new to you. I know you've had experience working with veterans, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you've done in the past, but VEYREP itself is new to you. It's an organization that you just recently joined, but you've been working with veterans, we've talked about, for quite a while. You were a veteran yourself. And one of the things that you have done, you said, about 6 or 7 years ago, you started working in the SAC Veterans Resource Center, right?
I did, Rodney. About 10 years ago, I was doing one of those goals workshop. What do you want to do with your life and your recreation and your spiritual life and all these things? And one of the things I wrote down was that I wanted to help other veterans.
Okay.
So 7 years ago, I got invited down to this resource center in South Sacramento, and I found a little niche for myself. I found an opportunity to be of service to veterans that were really in need, homeless veterans that had been on the street, that they were able to get off the street, get them into food, shelter, education, rehab.
Wow.
Veterans can stay at this center for as long as 2 years, helping them get back on their feet. And they can become wonderful, productive members of society once again. They can serve our country once again.
That's fantastic. And so you go in and you help them. And how are the different ways you help them down there at the rec center?
Well, I started out by bringing in people. I go down there. I've only do it once a month.
Okay.
You see, come down there once a month. I bring down other veterans with me that I know in the community. And we talk about what we've done with our lives to lift ourselves up.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We found it tremendously rewarding. I've met men down at this center who I've later ran into years later working over at the Veterans Hospital because they got their lives together, and now they're back at the hospital working as nurses or working wow. in the tech industry, helping veterans at the hospital.
That kind of gives you the chills just hearing it. I mean, that's what it's all about, is seeing the fruits of your labor. I mean, not labor. It's something you want to do anyways. It's a passion of yours. But to be able to see that it really does make a difference, and to see later on that, hey, this really does work. We're not just, you know, saying we're really making a difference. I mean, we can see that we're making a difference with what these people have become, you know.
Yeah,
like
exactly,
you said.
Rodney. And when VAREP came up, Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, it was just like a blessing to me, because I could have the opportunity to do what I love, which is to list and sell real estate in my community and help people in my communities. Now I get the opportunity to carry also that to other veterans and to actually expand upon reaching out to veterans.
Because one of the goals, I read the mission statement from VAREP, and VAREP is Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. And in a nutshell, it's real estate professionals that were veterans that got together and started an organization to go out there and basically continue to help veterans. And it's not really with the loan program, but what you guys do is you'll help people by helping them in the real estate field, or do you help them with housing? I mean, how does this work with the VA rep? What does VA rep do separate from what the SAC Veterans Resource Center does?
Great question. I'm so glad you brought that up. A couple of things I want to say. Anybody who has an interest in being of service to veterans can join VAREP.
Okay.
Anybody.
So it does not have to be a real estate professional.
Does not. If you're a lender and you want to contribute, if you're in the home inspection business, if you want to become a member of our organization, you're welcome.
Okay.
What we're asking from you is to just be of service.
Okay.
Be of service, and it'll come back to you.
It does. And that's, you know, this show, it's funny that you say that, because it does come back to you one way or another. We talked about BNI a lot on the show, and that's kind of what inspired me to start doing this radio show was business networking and networking with other local businesses. You as a realtor, but mainly the reason I wanted to bring you in today was for the nonprofit, for VA Rep, to promote what they do. I think it's fantastic that you take time out of your busy schedule. Now, Edward, I'll say this. I know you won't. You are fantastic at what you do. You are a well-respected and a top producer in the real estate world, but yet you find time to go out and still give back to the community and give your time for free, basically. And I think that's fantastic. And this is another way that people can do that without necessarily having the time. You can write the check. If you don't have time to go down and do what Edward does, if you don't have time to work in one of the facilities, you can sponsor a veteran to play. You can come down and just golf yourself and meet some of these veterans. I did one of these, I think it was about 6 months ago, there was one, and it was the same style. It wasn't through VA rep, but it was for the wounded warriors.
Right. Wounded warriors.
And man, I was sponsoring one of the holes, and it was fantastic to hear some of the stories of these people who came through, and there was a gentleman out there who only had one leg. He was still out there golfing, having a great time. You would never in a million years know that he is faced with a disability that he's now faced with. I mean, you couldn't tell by his spirit and the way that he acted. It was just great to be able to meet some of these people. And when you think of veterans, and Edward, you know, that we've seen this come up in a few team meetings where we're laughing. Some people think of veterans only as older people. And these were 23, 24, 25-year-old kids that were veterans of war, or maybe not even of war, but just of the military, and a lot of them of war. But these are kids younger than us, and they're veterans. And people don't necessarily think of it that way.
That's exactly right, Roddy. You know, we have over 2 million veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
Coming, you know, and so a lot of young men and women, especially,
yeah,
coming back. And we've got a duty and a responsibility to give them everything that our country offers,
yeah,
to lift them up.
Well,
and, you know, I'd like to talk about a couple of things that VA Rep's 5-point plan is kind of what we call it, is what
okay.
we're all about.
So it's kind of like your guys'
kind of our
business model. Okay.
Yeah, our business model. The number one thing is about home ownership advocacy.
Okay.
Good, Edward. Develop programs that reduce the barriers to home ownership to military veteran communities.
Okay.
That's our number one goal. The second goal is community outreach. is it actually getting out there in the community.
And that's what you do a lot of with, you know, and, yeah. we'll talk more about it. But you, other than the SAC Veterans Resource Center, you also dedicate time at the Mather Hospital as well.
Of course I do. I go to, typically on Friday afternoons, I spend the afternoon at Mather.
I know I had to draw you out of Mather in order to come and do this show today. I really appreciate you doing that because I know it was a you look forward and have fun going down there and working at Mather and putting in your time. So for you to take the time out from doing that today to come in, I'd really do appreciate it, Edward.
I can't imagine they look forward to Ed coming in, too. I can see that.
I always have a great time with the men and women that I meet down there. I always feel better when I drive home. I always feel better. And I get a lot of I get a lot out of selling real estate, but I get a lot more out of helping people.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And the fact that you are successful in real estate allows you to be able to do those kind of things. So you have to put one before the other. You had to make yourself successful in real estate so you could go out and take that time to do what you want to do, which is help veterans. And you made an interesting point before the show. You said, you know, one day I may be in that veterans hospital and I may need someone to come and pick my spirits up and transport me down to x-rays or wherever it is I need to go. So, you know, good for you, Ed, for doing what you do. I mean, I can't thank you enough. I'm glad I was able to bring you on the show today. I'm looking forward to, you know, talking more in depth about what you do. So let's get to more. You were at point two of community outreach.
We do community outreach. We foster responsible home ownership in the military veteran communities with housing education that teaches financial literacy.
Okay.
And an understanding of credit, you know, and pre and post purchase. So that when we get a veteran into a house, we prep them before they even begin the process, and we've got them understanding what's going to happen afterwards so that they can, you know, manage and afford a home and become better members of the community.
Yeah, and like I said, there is no better program out there than the VA loan. There is ways to get into a home with no money down. Credit does not have to be the best, but what me and Bobby do on our team is no matter whether you're a veteran or a non-veteran, it doesn't matter. When you come to us to approve for a loan, we're going to help you with your credit. Whether you're at a 650 or a 700, there's still improvement in your credit score that we can go out and get. And we love sitting down with veterans because a lot of times they do have issues sometimes with their credit because they were off doing a lot more than worrying about paying a bill back at home. They had to fight for their lives and fight for our lives and our freedom here. They weren't worried necessarily about a credit card bill that went 30 days late. So sometimes we do need to get in after they come back and help them fix the things that went awry when they were gone. And that's something I get a lot of enjoyment out of helping a veteran go from a 500 credit score, getting them to the 620, getting them into the home, and then watching their credit score grow. And then what do they do 2 years later? 3 years later, they sell. They have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in equity. Sometimes they're going and putting it down on a new home, and it changed their lives. And when they came to you, they didn't feel like they could even rent, let alone buy. So that's fantastic that you guys take it from front to not only back when the deal's done, but even beyond that to help them continue to manage their payments and know what they need to do to stay on track.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, one thing great about veterans, they follow directions.
This is true.
They follow directions.
This is true.
They have a history of following orders and fulfilling the mission. And so they're a great, great group of people to work with.
It's funny you say that because I've always wondered why I've enjoyed working with veterans so much. And maybe that's part of it is because they're just very easy to work with. They're very happy and grateful for what you're able to do. They don't dig in their heels a lot when you ask them for documentation. And as a lender, we get that a lot. I mean, buyers will come back and say, why are you asking me for this? And why are you asking me for I don't get a lot of that from the veterans. You're right. They just seem to get what they need to get done and move on and get the goal accomplished.
That's the goal. The mission is to get them in a home.
Yeah.
And they're going to do whatever it takes to follow whatever directions it takes to get to that mission accomplished.
No, Ed, you belong to the Roseville chapter, right?
Actually, it's the Sacramento chapter.
So how many chapters are there?
Oh, I can't speak. There's at least 40 chapters nationwide, and we're expanding all the time. And the Sacramento chapter actually covers the region from Beale Air Force Base up to the other Air Force Base we have here out in Yuba City. And so we're working with veterans, you know, within a 90-100-mile radius.
Yeah, we have a lot of veterans around here just because of the military bases. I mean, Mather, I know, is no longer active, and either is McClellan, but yet we still have a lot of active or non-active military right around these areas.
Exactly. The highest The state that has the highest membership of veterans and military is California. We have the most nationwide.
Is there a phone number or a website if someone's listening out there that they want to get connected with that they can call? I mean, I know we can always call you, Ed, but
there's a website, www.varep.net.
One more time. Throw that out again.
www.varep.net.
So if you want some more information on the golf tournament that's coming up next week, you can get some information on that there on that website. We're going to bring Ed into the next segment. We're going to talk a lot more about that golf tournament, how you can become a sponsor. Even if you just want to come out and golf, we'd love to have you out there. You can meet Edward. We'll be out there to basically help these veterans continue to thrive in our area, and there's a lot of them around here. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The stock market rose after its biggest decline yesterday since July. From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Catherine Cowdery. Economic optimism helped fuel a rebound on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 rose the most in 5 weeks as a report showed the fastest economic growth since 2011. Gross domestic product expanded in the second quarter at a 4.6% annual rate as companies stepped up investment and households boosted their spending. The Dow Industrial Average jumped 167 points and closed at 17,113. The S&P 500 climbed 17 points, closing at 1982, and the NASDAQ added 45 points and closed at 4,512. Treasuries fell today after Bill Gross, who co-founded and led PIMCO for more than four decades, left the company to join Janus Capital. Gross is leaving amid a dispute over how to move the firm forward and end record redemptions. A person familiar with the matter says PIMCO's executive committee had been meeting for the past week to discuss firing Gross. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Finding the right marketing approach for your business is comparable to trying to change a tire while driving down the freeway during a high-speed chase. As a business owner, tackling such an assignment alone can prove to be seemingly impossible.
Thankfully, at Blanket Marketing Group, they have a team of certified experts who will ensure that you outsmart your competition. Their digital advertising and marketing agency specializes in social media, web design, SEO, and consulting. Call 916-329-8600. Relax, they've got you covered.
Hi, this is Ken Rakowski from Business Rockstars. Every week we bring you the best and brightest stars from the business world. Why do we do this? Because we need to learn from people that have made it, people who have picked themselves up from failing and kept on going. All you have to do is listen. We help you start, grow, and fund your business. We make entrepreneurship really easy. Don't miss another minute of Business Rockstars.
Join me weekdays at 1 p.m. on Money 105.5 Sacramento Station for money and business talk.
Drug overdose deaths are skyrocketing in the U.S., and no, it's not young people doing illegal drugs causing the increase. It's middle-aged people overdosing on prescription drugs, mostly painkillers. Today's painkillers are so powerful that, unfortunately, they're also very addictive. It's important to follow the instructions and take them only when they're really needed. Did you stand in line to get your new iPhone 6? That's nice. Now be careful you don't sit down with it in your back pocket. The new phones are sort of flexible and it's easy to bend them accidentally. While this may not be harmful, it's not exactly a good idea, especially if you didn't buy insurance with your new phone. Walmart's been edging into the banking business for quite a while. Now they've announced a new no-fee checking account. If you use direct deposit, the account's free. No monthly fee, no overdraft fees, no minimum balance. It includes a MasterCard debit card. Walmart says a new service called GoBank will be available at all of the stores by the end of October. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
Good news. Now you can get the latest real estate and mortgage news and talk with the hottest business professionals in our area. Listen live 2 p.m. Fridays for Biz to Biz with host Rodney Anderson of Big Valley Mortgage. Rodney gets belly to belly with local business owners to share tips and ideas for ways to improve our lives financially, physically, and professionally. Join Rodney Anderson and his lively lineup of guests on Biz to Biz 2 p.m. every Friday on Money 105.5.
This is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage. Are you worried about rising interest rates? At Big Valley Mortgage, we recognize this concern. For more than 20 years, Big Valley Mortgage has been helping thousands of local families to buy and, more importantly, stay in their homes. At Big Valley Mortgage, we are focused on delivering the highest levels of customer service. To do this, we have created our Lock and Buy program, designed to support both agents and buyers alike. With our Lock and Buy program, we will lock your interest rate now for an extended period of time while you shop for that perfect home.
By providing interest rate protection, you don't have to worry about rising interest rates and the daily fluctuations of the market. Now you can focus on finding the right home for you and your family. Call me now at 916-223-2058. Again, 916-223-2058. And this is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage.
Certain fees may apply. Big Valley Mortgage is a division of American Pacific Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 1850, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA. Equal housing lender.
Have any questions about today's show? Check out BusinessNetworkRadio.com. This is Money 105.5.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. It is a nice Friday afternoon, not as hot as it was the last couple of weeks, but that rain was great to see yesterday. I think the firemen up the hill needed it a lot more than we did. I know they were a little bit concerned. I heard a radio advertisement this morning that said that they were worried about flash floods and things like that, but it didn't happen. It helped them tremendously, and now I think there were thousands of homes in jeopardy, and now it would reduce down to hundreds of homes. So glad Mother Nature kicked in and helped out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. Bobby's going to be doing an open house in Rockland Saturday and Sunday. I will be at my son's baseball tournaments all weekend long. Looking forward to that. My son also has a birthday party later on today. So action-packed weekend for the Andersons. But, I will be available always. My agents know that. They always can call me and get what information they need. But Bobby will be representing us out there in open houses, giving information out and trying to keep the team rolling. So I really appreciate you going out there this weekend, Bobby, and keeping everything going.
You know, Ronnie, you're always working no matter when you're not working, because I call you on the weekends and you pick it up. I know you're sometimes at an event with your kids and stuff, and this guy still takes the time to take my call because he knows, you know, if I need an answer or something that I'm not sure of, he always calls me right back if he doesn't answer the phone. So even when he's not working, he's always working, and I appreciate that, Ronnie.
Well, that's what it's about, right, Ed? I know in real estate, you've been doing real estate for 18 years. You first started with Prudential. You went to Coldwell Banker, and now you're with Keller Williams Real Estate. And you know that's the name of the game, right, answering the phone and being available.
Answering the phone, that's it. And I've called you on the weekends, Rodney, when I had a question about loans or funding or things like that, and I've really appreciated that you were there for me and for my clients.
Well, see, it wasn't me just saying that. It's true.
I've called him.
I appreciate that. I see Ed out there all the time. He does open houses, even though, like I said in the earlier segments, he's a very successful real estate agent. He's among the top producers in his company. He still does all the things that he needs to do to get that phone to ring, which is going out, holding open houses, meeting with his clients. You talked about, you know, closing, you close a deal with a buyer several weeks ago and you just keep meaning to go by and you took her a bouquet of flowers. That's Edward written all over it. I mean, that's what you do for your clients. It's why they love you. It's why Bobby said every time he brings up your name, people smile, and it's because of your personality. I was really looking forward to having you on the show today, Edward, and anyone who's out there listening, if you need a really good real estate agent, Edward is fantastic at what he does. But really, we brought him in today to talk about his passion, which is helping veterans go out there and achieve home ownership and just get on a path to becoming, you know, contributing again to society. Sometimes veterans come back and they struggle to make their way, and Edward's found ways to go out in the community and help them find their way again one way or another. So, Edward, thank you so much for coming in. You guys have a big charity tournament coming up next week. I want you to talk about that. Where is it? How can people get involved? What can we do to help you out?
Thank you so much, Rodney. Mm-hmm. It's the Stars and Stripes Charity Golf Tournament coming up next Friday, October 3rd, 2014. Be there or be square.
There it is.
I'm telling you. We're going to be raising money to help military and veteran families realize the American dream of home ownership. So that's our goal.
Okay.
You know, the American dream.
And now people can come out and they can play golf. They can sponsor a foursome. They can be a four-star sponsor.
We've got a number of opportunities for people, all different levels. Let me give you our website again, though. It's www.varep.net/StarsAndStripes.
Okay.
Stars and Stripes. So when you think about the flag, think about us.
There you go. Stars and Stripes. So that's the name of the charity golf tournament that's happening. It is at Hagen Oaks right here in Sacramento.
Right here on Fulton Avenue.
Fulton Avenue. So it is actually close to the radio station. We talked about before the show, you were thinking you could hit a Big Bertha driver all the way over to Hagen Oaks.
I'm thinking I could get it at least over there to halfway. maybe I'll need a 9-iron to make my final shot to the green. Now, the cost to attend this event, real reasonable. For anybody. For a single golfer, it's only $99.
So if I come out, pay my $99, you're going to put me on a team. You'll find a spot for me.
We got a great spot for you. All right. That includes green and cart fees, driving balls, and ticket to the Banquet Awards dinner.
Oh, wow. So dinner's included in
at
that.
At 5:30, yeah. Great dinner. We're having tri-tip or barbecue chicken, salad, and baked beans.
Wow.
Now,
for $99, you get golf and the tournament, and that's a contribution to VAREP. It's not, you know, some of that money also goes to helping the VA Rep Association continue to help veterans. So it's for a great cause. $99 if you want to golf yourself. If you can't golf, you can't make it, you're at work, sponsor a veteran to golf. Call up Ed, give them the money. They will make sure they call and get a veteran to come out and play on your behalf. But again, you'll be doing something fantastic for the community. If you can make it, great. Come on out. Maybe buy a foursome and they'll stick a couple of veterans with you that you can learn and talk with and learn more about what they did, and it'll be a great experience for you. So we're still looking for someone to give the radio station a call if you want to be either a sponsor, just a single golfer. If you would love to do the four-star tournament sponsor, if you're a company out there or an individual that wants to sponsor VA Rep, give us a call here in studio, 916-679-1820. We'll put you on the air. If you do not want to be on the air, you can always give Edward a call. Ed, give the information where they can call you to get more information.
Sure, Rodney. Thank you so much. You can call me at 916-782-1000.
782-1000.
That's it. 782, Rodney, 1000. Now save that number. It can save you thousands.
Nice. I like it.
And one more thing I want to mention, Rodney, about this whole charity golf tournament. It's all tax deductible.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah. VA Rep is a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
So all contributions that anybody makes are fully tax deductible.
Come on, listeners out there. Let's pick up that phone. Let's get on that website. Let's get our donations in. Let's help this cause out. It's a great cause.
It's a great cause. We're looking for things as just like gifts that we can give, tournament prizes. We're looking for silent auction donations. Anything anybody wants to contribute that we can help raise money to help veterans achieve the American dream of home ownership.
Well, just as you said that, Ed, how would I go about, you know, is it just call you again if I want to donate something? So we didn't mention that, or if I want to donate a prize.
Yeah, and that's a great question. I'm so glad you brought it up. You could contact one of our directors. His name is Richard Pacheco at 916-747-5913. And he's on our board of directors. He will help you. He'll arrange any way you want to make a contribution to our organization, a contribution to veterans, a contribution to actually to your own community. And that's what it is. When you help a veteran, you're helping your community and you're helping your country.
So I'll do this as well. So anybody who's listening who wants to call up Edward and sponsor, whether it's just an individual golf or whether it's one of the packages, I will also give free advertising on my radio show for next month, for the month of October. So if you give Edward a call today, he will call me and let me know what company or who it was that sponsored either the four-star tournament sponsor, or just call him to get a foursome to go out there and golf, and I will advertise your business on the radio for free all month of October. So go ahead and give him a call today. That number is 782-1000. Again, 916-782-1000. Once you give him a call and go ahead and move forward with either, like I said, a golf round or a foursome, I will go ahead and contact you afterwards, get all your information, what you want to advertise on the radio, and I will put that in motion so we can plug your business and advertise for you in the month of October to help give back to you for giving to VA Rep. So anyone out there, again, who wants more information on that, please give Edward a call, 916-782-1000. You sponsor his golf tournament, I will sponsor your business. So
that was a nice move, Rodney.
Thanks, Rodney. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'd be glad to do it. And like I said, veterans is something that I've always had a passion for. I didn't get a chance. I have a lot of family that gave to the military. I did not do any military time myself, but I do want to give back one way, and the one way I do that is by giving VA loans out to veterans who qualify for them. Edward, you know, in real estate, one of the things that people talk about a lot when veterans go out to get qualified is people will tell me, well, and this will be real estate agents, and they'll come to me and say, well, Rodney, that's a VA buyer. I mean, I'm going to have a hard time getting his deal accepted because a lot of sellers out there frown on a VA loan. They may not want to accept the veterans. What can you say to that? Is that still something you're seeing in today's market? And what do you do to overcome that?
You know, in today's competitive real estate market, you know, for the sellers, it's all about their bottom line, you know, and we honor that. You know, our goal is to help buyers and sellers get the best deal and make it a win-win. Mm-hmm. When you accept a veteran's loan, you know, you're actually lifting your community up. You're actually putting someone into your home who's actually already proven that he wants the best for our country, who's already made the sacrifices necessary. And those people are the same people that are going to go back out into that community and raise the level of consciousness in the community.
Oh, so great.
It's not unusual for me to write a letter for a veteran client and present that to the sellers to show them, you know, while other folks were earning, you know, working and going to college and working, these men and women were out making sacrificing their time, energies, and to be of service to the country so that we can all enjoy this great country of ours.
That is fantastic. And I think that's something that people do forget to do is they don't bother to bring up and focus on what the real issue is there and that it is a veteran. Don't look at the problem, which the only problem with a VA loan really is that the seller must clear a pest report, a pest inspection. But it's usually not that big of a deal to clear a pest report, especially on a lot of the homes, the newer homes that are around here. We don't have a lot of 1908, 1910 homes.
Exactly.
So really, that's really the only detriment to a seller, per se, is just clearing that pest report. But when you bring up to their attention what they are doing, that letter that you talked about is fantastic. But you got to also look at a lot of the listing agents nowadays could very well be veterans. You just need to let them know and remind them of why we're accepting this, why we're submitting and want to accept this VA offer. And I guarantee you when you submit an offer into Edward and for a seller that he has, he's going to take a second look at a VA offer, especially if it's the best offer in there. He's going to bring that to his seller and really be an advocate to get that deal accepted because of who he is and what he has done before. So I don't want people who out there listening thinking that the VA loan is going to hinder the buyer in going out and getting into contract. It really shouldn't, especially if you present it in the right way. That's why I said I do have a real estate agent in studio that I do feel can help people, especially veterans out there. He knows what you've gone through. He knows how to represent you. He still does active work in this community to help veterans. So if you're a qualified veteran out there, if you want to see if you're qualified to be able to buy a home, I definitely recommend picking up the phone, starting with a conversation with Edward to see where you sit at. I'm sure in that conversation, Edward is going to bring you over to somebody like myself who's going to go out and get you qualified to make sure we can get the loan. But start that conversation with Edward. Give him a call. First of all, you know, I'm sure you guys will have a lot to talk about in regards to what you guys have gone through as far as being both being veterans. But then it can take that next step into how he can help you achieve this home ownership that we're all looking to achieve. So, Edward, again, I want you to give some information for the website and also your information so people can get a hold of you.
Thank you so much, Rodney. Mm-hmm. My pleasure. You know, I just want to talk about other things that VA Rep does. We also work on professional membership. So we bring in people from all different kinds of community, you know, people from all different walks of life into our organization as professionals to give back to veterans. So
okay.
We do that. We also work at veteran job creation. So we're also out there trying to find ways to get veterans job opportunities.
I think that's a hot button. Yeah. So we're up against a break. We're going to come into the next break. But that's something that I really want to talk about is how some of these veterans who are struggling getting employment, because employment is the key to going out and getting the loan and to going out and getting the real estate. You have to have the job security first. So let's talk a little bit about that in the next break. Edward, again, give your information. Anyone who needs to get out of the car but they want to give you a call, what's the best number to call you on?
782-1000. 782-1000. Save that number. It'll save you thousands.
I like it. 916-782-1000 is Edward's number. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned and make it a great day. This is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage. Are you worried about rising interest rates? At Big Valley Mortgage, we recognize this concern. For more than 20 years, Big Valley Mortgage has been helping thousands of local families to buy and, more importantly, stay in their homes. At Big Valley Mortgage, we are focused on delivering the highest levels of customer service. To do this, we have created our Lock and Buy program, designed to support both agents and buyers alike. With our Lock and Buy program, we will lock your interest rate now for an extended period of time while you shop for that perfect home. By providing interest rate protection, you don't have to worry about rising interest rates and the daily fluctuations of the market. Now you can focus on finding the right home for you and your family. Call me now at 916-223-2058. Again, 916-223-2058. 323-2058. And this is Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage.
Certain fees may apply. Big Valley Mortgage is a division of American Pacific Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 1850, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA. Equal housing lender.
If you missed any of today's show, check businessnetworkradio.com. For archived shows and more information on today's guest, that's businessnetworkradio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Rodney Anderson with Big Valley Mortgage. I do want that break reminds me to remind everybody about the website. You can always go and get more information about the show. You can get on and listen to the show itself or get more information from our guests. So if you want to contact Edward after the show, you didn't get a chance to write down his information, you want to contribute to the charity golf tournament, you can always go on my website and get the information. It's businessnetworkradio.com. Again, www.businessnetworkradio.com. So, Edward, we were talking about one of the other key components to VA Rep, which is the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, is to help with the job placement or help veterans get ready to be able to go into the workforce. How do you do that? What does that look like?
Great question, Rodney. See, the VA Rep is actually a national organization.
Okay.
And a couple of months ago, a group of from our organization went out to Washington, D.C. to lobby our legislators
for
more help for veterans.
That's so, right. I actually had one of your individuals come in and ask me a few things about what they felt on the loan side of it they could change to make it easier for the veterans. So they were asking me a few loan scenario questions that they were, I guess, going to take back to Congress. Is that who it was, Congress, Capitol Hill?
Yeah, okay. They took them to our state, our national legislators, and said, we've got to help veterans. So VA Rep is looking at this on the bigger scale,
okay,
on the nationwide scale,
okay,
of going from state to state to advocate for home ownership for veterans. So what we're trying to support veteran employment through new legislation.
Okay.
And that's what we're advocating for.
Okay, so this isn't just on a local level where you're looking to go out and just find a veteran a job. This is on a national level where there's going to be – and I've heard a lot of radio advertisements and things recently where people are advertising, you know, hire a vet, call this number.
Hire a vet. Give them a job.
Yeah.
Give them a job. We'll get them a house. You'll get them a loan. I'll get them a house.
Yeah. No, that's great. And it all starts with, like I said, getting in the job. So are some of these radio advertisements that we're hearing, the hire a vet, are those coming from these sort of pushes down there in Washington?
Well, you're not sure what happens when you go into Washington to push. But, you know, veterans are a very important part of our country's backbone. And so a good politician will always take good care of our veterans if he's smart.
Yeah, they should. They should.
You know, and we're also working at affordable housing opportunity, providing, you know, affordable home buying opportunities for veteran service and service members, active duty members.
I've heard of somewhere out there where there's a – I don't know if it's a bank or an entity that is getting homes that they foreclosed on and they're turning them over to VA Rep.
They're turning them over to veterans organizations nationwide to, you know, it's like when they first close down a military base, the first thing they do is they offer that housing on the military to nonprofit organizations.
Okay.
So we're now trying to say, well, why don't you offer that housing that on a closing down base to veterans?
Sure.
You know, even if it's, no matter what level of housing they need, from home ownership even to housing, even to rental housing. You know, we want veterans in homes. We want a roof over every veteran's head.
And that should be a goal of everybody's to – you got to give back. I mean, every bit of freedom that we have out there was given to us by veterans who have gone out and did what they did from – I mean, it's been going on forever. And like you said, it is the backbone of what we are. It's why we're able to get up and do what we do every day. So we can't forget about it. We got to find ways to give back. I know this charity golf tournament is just a small piece of a way to give back to veterans. There's a lot bigger scale out there. Edward, I can't commend you enough for just doing what you do with putting in time at the SAC Veterans Resource Center. You go down and give your time at Mather Hospital. If people wanted to get into doing that, is that something that they can go out and do as well?
Anybody can do it. Okay. All they got to have to do is have the will.
Well, okay.
All they need.
All right. Well, I mean, again, I'm not putting you as the go-to for that, Edward, but I'm sure if somebody wanted more information of how to go out and help other than sponsoring the golf tournament, can they still give you a call?
They can call me anytime, 916-782-1000. Let me give you the website, though, for the golf tournament.
Okay.
Stars and Stripes. Think about your flag flowing freely.
Yep.
www.varep.com. bigvalleymortgages@bigvalleymortgages.net/StarsandStripes.
And
stars
again, and if you want to get more information on that, and if you have donations, if you're a business out there and you'd like to give some raffle prizes, anything like that, I know Edward gave the information earlier. You can always call Richard Pacheco at 916-747-5913. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. They will be going back in the raffles, and it will help promote this tournament for years to come. I'm sure this won't be the only tournament that they do. I'm sure there'll be others to follow, and it's just a great way to get in and give back to the veterans that are out there. So again, Edward, website was www.varep.net/StarsandStripes, right?
That's it. That's the website for them to call to get involved in the golf tournament. And give me a call, 916-782, if they want to get involved in anything else with the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. We want professionals from all walks of life that want to give back to our veteran community. And you don't need to be a veteran to help veterans.
No.
You know, anybody can. Anybody that has a will to do that, we welcome all the assistance we can get from the community.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on it. I really do appreciate it. And I am willing to also give a month worth of free sponsorship to anyone who calls Edward and donates to the VA Rep Charity Golf Tournament. Bobby Reese, I thank you for coming in studio again. You got an open house this weekend. Where are you going to be at?
Saturday and Sunday out in Rockland at 5605 Grandview Court in Rockland. 5605 Grandview Court, $359,000. It's a great-looking home. Come see us. Hey, Ed, before we leave, what is your catchphrase again? I got to hear that one more time. What's your call?
782-1000. Save that number. It'll save you thousands.
That's awesome, Ed.
I like it. I like it. Well, thanks for coming in, Ed. I want to thank everybody for listening. I appreciate it. We'll be back next week. You can always go on my website, but make it a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.